Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must-listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the We Are Women podcast. And this is Janine Vosper, your host. I am really excited today. I have met this amazing lady online. We had an incredible Skype conversation a couple of days ago, and I'm really looking forward to sharing her information with my audience. Her name is Janisha Allura Liu. Now, Janisha is a former Miss Singapore. Yeah, I know, that's impressive already. And I Skype. She's absolutely gorgeous too. She's also a recipient of the Southeast Asia Women of Excellence 2010. And she is the founder of Soul Rich Women. And she also has 10 years of business experience in the fields of e-commerce, beauty, co-working spaces, and F&B. So not just a pretty face, Janisha. And Soul Rich Women represents a collaborative movement in Asia where women are encouraged to rise up and chase their dreams. And it's all about encouraging the multi-hyphenate and being proud of it. Can you explain to me what a multi-hyphenate is, Janisha?
Oh, that means multifaceted women with multiple roles, not just singular. You know, there are multiple ways. For example, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're a daughter. So you are rising up greater than before.
That's an interesting term. I haven't heard that before. So I'm going to do a little bit more research on it. So, yeah, talking about being, and you are a mother, a daughter, a wife, but also a boss as well. Yes, as a lot of women are. So by creating a supportive hub of like-minded female entrepreneurs with about 8,000 members, business leaders, and those aspiring to be, Soul Rich Women aims to inspire more women to think big, empowering them to bring their A game in order to change the game. And that's exactly what we're all about here. So you can see why I'm so excited about this interview. And Janisha, what you share daily business and marketing advice and to help aspiring businesswomen attract more leads, more customers, increase and double sales, and maximize their profits for growth. So that's pretty impressive introduction, Janisha. There's a whole lot of scope there that you've had and a whole lot of experience.
Well, thank you, Janine. Thanks for having me on your show and, you know, allowing me to share my spirit with the rest of your audience.
And this is going to be great. Now, I know one of the things I always ask the people, my guests, is what do they believe? You know, I think it's really important for us to get to know people a little bit more. So if I said to you, you know, what do you believe? What would your answer be?
For me, I am a very driven person whose focus in life is to deliver results to make a difference in the life of others. So I do this by helping other women entrepreneurs to efficiently attain their business goals and live the life they've always wanted. So I'm one of the many mentors in Soul Rich Women, and our aim here is to give as much value as possible to the lives of our members in the team. So my belief is that success isn't just about glorious wins. It's about the behind-the-scenes work that you do with others that matter. It's about helping others keep their focus on their goals and stay motivated enough to do their best to realize their potential. Basically, my vision is to lay the groundwork for other women's success and then take a step back to let them shine as well.
Yeah, and that's really powerful, isn't it? That's something that really attest to as well, as being able to support, but then enabling them by giving them, you know, that foundation and that belief. But I love that point about stepping back and allowing them to shine in their own way as well.
Yeah, for sure, Janine, because I always think that success should be all about going beyond your own interest and having a much broader impact to other people's lives. So my greater good is in providing women entrepreneurs a better, inclusive community that supports every step of their entrepreneurial journey. Because success is just not just about money, but being responsible and doing public good in your own community.
Yeah. And I think particularly with women, that is even more so. Look, we always love to be successful and to be financially rewarded for our hard work. I think that is very important to acknowledge that. But what I notice in the women that I work with, and you've probably done the same thing, Janisha, is that sense of achievement that you've actually got somewhere, you've set a goal, you've reached your goal, and you're able to just feel great about it, and being able to own that as well.
Mm-hmm. And I love what I do, and I do what I love, so that's important.
and it's important that, you know, that we do it with other people as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That we're not just, you know, on our own, that we get that support, and then we get the opportunity to support others. Because women, you know, if you go back to the time that we were living in villages and we were raising the children, it was all about community and women assisting other women. And that was when the village and the communities got the best results, when women weren't trying to be out there on their own doing it, but they were assisting others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's something that you attest to as well.
Yeah, definitely, for sure, because I pride myself on my entrepreneurial and mentorship skills, as well as in my ability to rise above difficult in life and business situations. So with more than a decade of experience as a businesswoman, I know how to efficiently and effectively run a business and resolve issues along the way. So on a related note, I also have strong communication skills, which brings me which helps me to work well with people from all walks of life. So I'm known from being an effective mentor with a talent for sharing my knowledge to others. So the topics of my focus are usually on social media, entrepreneurship, brand building, and women empowerment. But all this, having said that, is always taking a step back and letting women shine. So in Soul Rich Woman, what we are doing is allowing women to achieve their ambitions, women who are looking for inspiration, motivation, and knowledge.
Yeah, okay. No, and it's great to have a space to be able to do that. Now, tell me about yourself. The listeners, that's one of the things that I get great feedback on, is they love to hear about the speakers themselves and how they got to be where they are and what they do. And, you know, of course, we're fascinated to, you know, that you were named Miss Singapore as well. I think that's something that it's not just looking gorgeous. There's a heck of a lot of hard work, I imagine, would have gone into that as well. Also,
okay. So basically, a little bit about me. When I first started entrepreneurship, when I was very young, but I had to support myself through school when I was 14 years old at a very young age, and needed to bring bread home because my family financially we were not very sound. So I taught yoga, aerobics, line dancing throughout my teenage years to give myself some money to pay for my book fees and to pay my tuition fees and, of course, allowance for my family, my mom. And during this time, it was tough. Imagine waking up 5 a.m. in the morning and then to go to school. And then by the time I finish school, around 12 or 1 p.m., and then we have project work that goes on, or what we call the extracurricular activities, and that goes on to about 4 to 5 p.m. Usually that time, people will go out shopping, they will go out, you know, chillax. But for me, I needed to, you know, rest a while and then just prepare myself to go for class to teach yoga or teach aerobics, either a single class from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9 or two classes back to back. So by the time I reach home, it's around usually about 11, and I still have not had my dinner. So it was really tough. And after that, I have to have my dinner and I have to do my homework. So it's kind of stacking up all this life experiences. That's for me. And my taste of entrepreneurship came when, during that time, when I needed to supply talents to corporates and organizations. So I actually put together a pool of talents, like of instructors, where, you know, people people get to, you know, be okay, I want a yoga instructor, or I want an aerobics instructor, or I want a model or talent for my roadshow. So that's how I started to earn extra on top of what I've experienced just trading time for money during that period. And then for me to move onward as a beauty pageant, you know, winner was that first of all, I was very ugly. You know, I had really very short hair. I had very bushy eyebrows. Can you imagine? I'm super tomboy, you know, with this really, you know, tomboyish, you know, dressing. And it's like, you know, t-shirt and jeans. You know, I don't really wear skirts. You know, I'm kind of this girl boy kind of thing. So to move to the pageant scene was not easy because you needed a transformation, right? I need to know how to groom my eyebrows. I need to learn how to make up for crying out loud. I mean, my dark eye circles, you know, I look like a panda. So I need to know how to put on that concealer to conceal my dark eye circles, example, and then to grow my hair long. So it took a while before my hair was eventually long and slimmed down from when I was still quite plump. And then I slimmed down to a Sylvette figure enough to participate in the very first competition called the New Paper New Face in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And then we had 1,000 over girls who were competing, auditioning for their top 20 role. And I got in. So from 1,000 to 220 was really an amazing feat for me. So that boosted my confidence. And then on, my modeling career started, and then I still continue to teach my yoga and aerobics, and on top of that, studying at the same time. So I'm kind of like juggling different things. So when you ask me about the multi-hyphenate, what does that mean? I want to tell you that a woman like us who, you know, we're not just a singular person, but we have multiple personalities and we have multiple roles, and we juggle different aspects of us to achieve our dreams. So that was exactly what I did. After that, I went on to take classes on catwalk. I further my, you know, confidence skills by taking up grooming and public speaking. And that was when I participated in Miss Singapore Universe in 2006, where I came in first runner up. And then going on to Miss Singapore International in 2006 and then winning it. The Miss Singapore Universe pageant was really a very important ground training for me, because that was on national TV in Singapore, broadcasted to millions of people. And, you know, it's not given, we were not given any Q&A questions to even prepare. Mm-hmm. So it was really, for me, to transform from a ugly duckling, a not confident person, to, you know, often being bullied in school because I didn't have money to change my clothes. I, you know, can you imagine, Janine? I had to scrimp and save. Perhaps for people, buying a pair of heels is so easy. It's just like that. With a snap of their fingers, you know, you can ask money from parents to buy heels and better clothes. But for me, I wasn't able to do that. I had to scrimp and save to even buy a pair of heels. I have to cut down on what I have to eat, and I have to cut down on my spending just to pay for that one pair of heels, the extra for that competition, and then pay for, you know, because people are asking, oh, you must have a pair of silver heels and a black pair of black heels, and then you need to have this, right? So you need to have fundamentally a few pairs of heels. So that all this were very difficult for me during my time, and I had to put this together. So all these are just experiences that I have gone through to go from where I was to where I am now. Because for me, I mean, creating my future was something that I was committed to, because even though I have a lot of self-doubt, a lot of, you know, self-doubt and sometimes anger and sense of failures that's within me, I keep telling myself that, you know, it's a habit. We need, success is a habit. You just need to keep pushing forward and just live life to the fullest. So progressing forward, transitioning into an entrepreneur, full-fledged entrepreneur, was that I started a consultancy, image consultancy business, where my clients were CEO of companies, decision makers, and politicians. So that really gave me a sense of, you know, I think esteem, and of course, you know, opening up the world where I can meet different people. But then, Janine, that was when I traded time for money. So when you teach a class or you teach a new coaching, every hour you are paid by the hour. 1 hour, $100. 1 hour, $200. 1 hour, $300. So it was by per hour. But, you know, But somehow along the way in my entrepreneurial life, even by the power, I was happy. Until a point where my partnership, it failed. I had this business partnership where I was young. I didn't know, because I was a medical student, I really didn't really know how to run a business. It's just like a chef trying to start a restaurant, a pianist trying to start a music school, you know, an artist trying to start an art gallery. So literally, it was not transferable. It was just an interest and passion, but I didn't know how to translate into a monetary income where I can make big money or scale my business at all. So eventually I went, because of the bad partnership, I went into a six-figure debt. And it was very tough. In fact, it was just a few years ago. And I remember vividly that I was depressed. I was suicidal. You know, I just wanted to jump off my home. I wanted to jump off my window. But my mom stopped me. Yeah, she said, you know, life is not as difficult as it seems, you know, even though you are now in a six-figure debt, you know, it's not like life will take you away and you're still young. There's so much more for you. So, I mean, even as I'm saying this now, I can still feel the emotions. And I told myself, yes, maybe life is just helping, you know, God is putting me through this because I need to learn a lesson, or there's something that I need to overcome or to go through this process so that I can help many more people in the future. So I told myself, okay, the only failure is the failure to participate. So yes, I regained my confidence again through the mentorship of this awesome mentor who's a bankruptcy turned millionaire. Because to me, Janine, nobody could speak into my life because my heart was closed, because nobody could be worse off than me. I mean, if you have not walked a mile in my shoes, who are you to tell me how to run my business? So this gentleman came along. He was my student before, and he became my mentor. So his name is James Wee from jameswee.com. And he was awesome because of his story from bankruptcy turned millionaire. I accepted his coaching and mentorship. So that's how I turned my life around and looked into e-commerce and social media and less of trading time for money, grew my portfolio, invested in a cafe retail chain, grew the business, went to Indonesia to further the business, you know. So I've lived overseas running the businesses, and it's really an over, you know, like 300 degree change or 100 degree change for me to really live the life fully. So to me, success is a habit. And having gone through these ups and downs, I really can see that having clarity leads to power and hustle while still young, because we are never too old to make mistakes. The only problem that we can happen to us is because I want women, like for me, I have gone through my situations. I just want women to know that they shouldn't be crippled by the perceived limitations. Instead, they should channel their worry into something more positive by envisioning success. Don't dwell, because the longer you dwell, the harder it'll be for you to take action. Get educated, make mistakes, learn and repeat. You don't want to be that person who regrets not doing enough for herself when you get older.
I don't think that's ever going to happen to you, Vanessa.
Sorry?
I don't think that's ever going to happen to you at all. Just your whole story then, and just going through it and listening to the different things that you did, you know, to organize a business, to go out and find something that you could do at 14 and be able to have that drive and that vision then to be, you know, to teach aerobics and yoga and all that you did, and then to organize other people and then recognize even with the beauty contest what you needed to do and how to get there. So, you know, setting yourself a goal and figuring out the best way to get it's quite phenomenal, because you were very young doing that. It's and you know, a lot of the people that are listening are very much Australians and from Western society. So the thought of, you know, a 14-year-old out there doing that is quite, you know, mind-blowing, but also very inspiring that you were able to, yes, set those goals. That's not something that normally a 14-year-old would be able to do and say, this is what I want to achieve, and then putting in that hard work to get there. And, you know, you mentioned that you were a medical student, Did you finish medicine? Is that something that you continued doing, or you ended up going more into the entrepreneurship?
I am an occupational therapist. So I did the medical side where I was an allied health professional. So mm-hmm. I did work for people for a year. In fact, my working experience in corporate is only for a year. I was working in a hospital, private sector. But anyway, it's an experience that tell me that, you know, I'm not suitable to work for 9 to 5. I needed to do something that I truly love, because I have been working, Janine, because let me give you a context why I can't work for people. When you have been making money, drawing 5,000, 6,000 Sing dollars every single month for a very long period of time, and suddenly you go by the societal methods defined that yes, you should be finding a job, and you go into a job that pays you $2,700 or $1,800, whatever the amount, and you're like, how does it compare to you working less and earning $5,000-$6,000 a single month just by doing the trainings and coaching versus just working in a full-time job, slaving your time away and not be able to earn as much? So to me, entrepreneurship is about having the courage to live a life that a lot of people cannot find it in themselves too. Entrepreneurship is about continually facing your fears. While fear can be paralyzing, it can be also immensely motivating. So it's how you deal with the fear that determines how successful you'll become. I think it's important to acknowledge the fear. That's when you'll know what are the steps you need to take to accomplish your goals. And that was what exactly happened to me.
Yeah, it certainly did. And that's one of the things, isn't it, that it's stepping out on your own is very, very scary. And a lot of the listeners are doing exactly that. They may have come from corporate, they may still be in corporate, and they're taking that decision to step out into their own business, or they've gotten and done that. And things come at you all the time. And it's sometimes you just want to curl up under a blanket for a few days and not come out again. But it because you know that it's hard work, and you've got to keep going, and you've got to keep going. And I know that's something that, obviously listening to your story, but that's something that you really focus on, isn't it? Is that continually, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone and allowing it to be scary.
Yeah, because I really believe that, first of all, Janine, it's about having a belief. I mean, like I said, success is a habit. It's how consistent you are in doing the everyday activities. If you're not having results right now in your life, and you're hoping to have some form of results, like, for example, earning passive income, or, you know, building a recurring income kind of business, it doesn't come just by falling, you're sitting under the Bodhi tree, right? You need to work hard. You need to know the proven systems, understand what is social media marketing, understand and knowing what is marketing automation, and knowing how to monetize and leverage your time. So here in Soul Rich Woman, what we do is that we leverage a lot of technology. So for me, my experience is, when you want to do a business, I mean, here's three tips I want to give you for those listeners, for your listeners. I mean, first of all, when you want to do a business, okay, you need to find your target, find your niche. What are you, who are you targeting? Sell to everybody, sell to nobody. Speak to one, speak to many. So when you are focusing on that one customer, too many times people are just saying that, Janisha, I can't focus on one. If I want to sell, I want to sell to as many people, as many groups as possible, so that I can capture as many market share as possible. But if you have only $10,000 in your bank, or if you have $50,000 in your bank, or $100,000 in your bank, you only have that much resources to be fully pushing forward, because there is operational cost, there's marketing cost, you know, where there is miscellaneous cost, and there are emergency cost as well. So you want to be making sure that when you speak to one target audience, your product sells through. It's not about, you know, what we call channel stuffing. Channel stuffing simply means that you put your products in your counter, you know, you buy, you bring in, you want to distribute products in Australia, or you distribute products in Singapore, and then you bring in products. And then this product sits in your shelf and warehouse. It doesn't go out. And then you try to push all these things out, but it doesn't go because you're not speaking to the right audience and therefore you can't sell. So this is one problem I've seen a lot of women facing, especially women dealing with products. You know, they don't think it through. They just bring in a product and they just try to sell to everybody, which in the end, to the sound of the crickets. The second type of, women that I meet
I might just hold you up on that, on the niche too, because that's something that I work on, particularly with the clients, exactly the same. And I'm so glad that we're on the same page with that as well. And I give it to the analogy that if you've got a heart problem and you're going to see a doctor, you would go to your general practitioner first. And he would say, you know what, I can't help you with that. You need to go and see a specialist. And then you would go and see the right heart specialist. You know, there's ones that help with the plumbing. There's ones that help with the electrical. And you would find the exact heart specialist that can solve your problem. And you know what you do then? You pay them a lot more than you paid your general practitioner because you know they're going to fix your problem. And once people realize that, they don't have to market to everybody. They market to who will come and see them as that specialist, they'll be prepared to pay them more money as well. It's exciting when they're marketing just to that target market. And as you said, when you've only got a limited amount of funds, it makes a heck of a lot more sense.
Yeah. So for people with services, then it's a little bit different because like I have coached women who run retail businesses and coaching businesses. So when you are a wellness center and you sell massage, you sell, foot massage treatments and facials and I don't know whatnot. And it becomes so complicated because you are not known for the one thing and one thing only. Think about it. What is Nike known for? What is what is Apple? What is Apple known for?
Mm-hmm.
What is when I say Mercedes? What is the one word that comes to your mind when I say? It's all that association, like luxury brands. When you say luxury bags, what do you think of? When you say fast food, what do you think of? So. I believe McDonald's would come to your mind, but I'm not sure what would Australia think of. But
McDonald's here as well. McDonald's here would be the first thing.
So when we say one thing, when you want to be known for one thing and one thing only, that's when your success rate in terms of your marketing becomes higher because your resources are more focused and more targeted. And that's when you can propagate out to more people. So that's the first thing. Target and niche is one thing I always talk about. Two, always look at your brand because branding is key to your success. I mean, look at how Apple and look at how Apple is, right? Let me just give you an example. Let me just retrieve that very quick example that I always talk about, which is, I mean, like a brand is more than a logo, right? A brand motivates you and inspires you. So a case point like Nike, when someone buys a pair of Nike shoes, they see themselves running a marathon in the desert. So even though they will be more likely to sit in your closet for more than 2 years, the brand has motivated you to buy that pair of shoes. So Nike is not a shoe company. They're a health and wellness company. So at Soul Rich Woman, we look at brand the same way. So our goal is to showcase our brand as a place where special connections happen, a brand that motivates you to give your all and step outside of your comfort zone to meet and embrace different people from across the globe. Women supporting women because one woman can make a difference. Together, we can rock the world. Like for you, yeah, precisely. So that's why for you as a business owner or aspiring business owner, always look at your brand. It's not just a logo, but the whole experience that you are connecting with your audience. The last tip I want to give you is really to look into your social media marketing. Now, this is very often just, fluff, meaning like, everybody is just having very mechanical, I will say, I have an Instagram account, I have a Facebook account, I have a LinkedIn account. Come on, social media is the new name card. So even though you have all the different accounts, but inside is all cockroaches, rats, crickets, lizards, all living in that house, because you don't clean it up, you don't put soul into it. You are not authentic. There's nobody living in it. So what's the purpose of having social media marketing when you are not even posting? You're just posting once a month and ad hoc basis. Come on, man. People are connected to your brand because you're consistent. You are showing up because you are visible. And people are buying from you because people buy from people. Come on, people don't want to be sold to, but people love to buy. So if you want to do a business, create the opportunity for them to buy. So social media is the new name card where you don't need to be salesy or pushy, but you want to be there consistently attracting them to you.
Totally. Yeah. The thing with the social media, I have so many people that we work with, and there's so many different, and this is what confuses people. There's so many different forms of social media, and people are spread across too many. And rather than focusing on particular ones, I love your analogy of, you know, crickets in there and it's just all silent and it needs a really good clean out, the rats and everything. And I mean, that's a beautiful analogy, but it does form a picture of what people should be doing and how their social media pages might look. So would you recommend then people actually focus on a couple of different types of social media rather than trying to, again, finding out where their niche is? I suppose that's the focus, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say for social media strategy, for me, I would say first choose one or two places to be on. You need to have, as a boss of your business, you need to have at least a minimum, a LinkedIn account so that people know the face behind a brand. These days, gone are the days where you are invisible. I mean, look at all the brands now. I mean, look at Apple. I mean, Steve Jobs, when he was still alive, he was the face. I mean, not exactly the face, but people know Apple because of Steve Jobs, right? And then people know brands because of that particular person. So don't just be that brand, but really put some soul into it. So one of the first two places I will recommend is looking at your strategy. Instagram and Facebook are, of course, two great places to start. And look at how you can be authentic. I think the key word here is being authentic and being genuine, and how you can communicate with your audience by engaging them. Because engagement is a really big word. I really think that I want to break it down for you. So engagement would mean on social media, not just by the likes, okay, or the comments, but really how do you build a relationship with your audience. So giving you an example, like on Instagram account, I have in Soul Rich Woman, we have short 1 minute videos every day to share business mindset and marketing tips and advice on our platform. And with that, we also do short stories. Like for me, I will go in and I'll do stories using on the stories platform on Instagram to, you know, share and take them through like behind the scenes, what is happening, or show them when I am, you know, coaching or training, you know, bring them through that opportunity of doing it and showing them what are some of the things that we do and can offer. So without salesy or being pushy, we are actually putting out their value to people. One of the key strategy that we are using, Janine, is that I've been doing live streaming for the last 1,000 episodes. 1,000, okay?
That is impressive. 1,000 episodes. Yeah. Well done.
I have done 1,000 episodes of live streams. And really, truly, giving value is something that you cannot shortchange on social media. Don't just be another quote. Oh, you'll be like, did I see this quote from Michelle Obama? Or is that quote from Oprah? Oh, is that Jessica Alba? And you're thinking like copying quotes from people and then you're just like putting out a quote and that is so called social media marketing. No, that is not social media marketing. But social media marketing is about creating the experience, being authentic, being genuine, showing people who you are, even through live streaming. And live streaming is one of the awesome ways that I truly believe in that you can give value. You can do a short training video. You can do a short kind of like verb, like a quick sharing, all through live stories on Instagram, for example, and of course on through live streaming on Snapchat. I mean, not Snapchat, Instagram Live or Facebook Live. Like for me, I do it on Facebook Live. You can do it on Periscope. You can choose your platform because in Asia, Periscope, we are not taking up, especially in Singapore. Periscope is something that is not so relevant to us, even for Snapchat, even though the youngsters are using it. For us, a lot more relevancy in terms of Facebook Live and even Bigo Live, BIGOLIVE. These are the two platforms that we are using to really reach out to more people.
Okay. And I did a Facebook Live just before we came on too to say that I was going to be interviewing you as well. I don't use it as much as I should. And I know I should do a lot more, but I think I'm a little bit vain. And I just go, oh, no, that's not looking good. Oh, we haven't got any makeup on and we haven't done our hair.
Oh, come on. You know, Janine. When I first started, I had no makeup on, you know, I was just myself. I mean, of course, you must have good skin and you must look presentable. Yeah. I think that's key. But I come on every day, morning and evening, Mondays to Sundays, to really build a relationship. You don't really need to do 1 hour. You can do very short videos like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whether in your Facebook group or is it in your community. I think now the social media marketing trend has really shifted. It's not just about having another website. Oh my God, so many people are just telling me, Janisha, I'm going to have my website. Woohoo! Done! But why no sales? Why are there nobody buying from me? I'm like, hello, wake up, your idea. Can't you see? Website is just another place you're called your home, but where are you finding your traffic sources? So need to leverage on social media and to build your brand, to be authentic, and to really do live streaming, short ones, long ones, or do stories to really, you know, go out there and connect with people and show them that you are not just a house with crickets and rats and, you know, but a house full of presence of, that you really, truly want to add value into their lives.
So the live streaming, the 1,000 you've done, is that the mixture between Facebook and Instagram and a whole lot, or where are you doing that?
Oh, okay. I've been doing streaming since 2014. So I've done webinars, weekly webinars every week for 53 weeks, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. sharp. So my audience know exactly where to find me. And then I've also done Periscope, almost 100 episodes on Periscope as well. Wow. Then last year, I moved on to Facebook. And that's how I accumulate 1,000 episodes of live streaming. But here's three things that I want to encourage you and your audience to look into for live streaming. The first thing is to, you know, just be yourself, because people want to see non-flaky stuff. They just want to hear you and that you care for people. Two, you can really improve your live stream by doing two people live stream. So instead of just one person talking, you can invite people into your live stream and two person can talk and you can use softwares to help you to do that. Three about live streaming is that because it's live and you will have unexpected people watching you, and because it stays there, people actually watch it even months after it still stays there.
Yeah,
and that's a good point. People can just come back and review it. So it's super awesome. It's really one place that I really encourage people to try. And, you know, it's people are so shy and they're introvert. They say they don't want to show their face and everything. But you know what, Janine? If you really want to do business and you really need to do something about it, if you don't want to show your face, that's fine. If you're like, I have got one client who loves to do handicrafts. So I told her, you don't really need to show your face, maybe just a face for introduction. Hi, I'm Shirley. I am doing this handicraft. No, I'm a designer. And then after that, you turn the camera around and then you show your handiwork, you know? So that kind of thing, you can find creative ways to do live streaming. And this is one of the awesome ways to reach out to more people.
Yeah, okay. All right, you are convincing that I need a little bit more of it. I think the great idea, as you said, you know, everyone knows where you are at 9 p.m. on a Wednesday, and to do it at the same time each week is really a great way to do it, because and to then offer value. A lot of the things that I see, you know, people have got webinars and half the webinar is spent in that sales mode.
Yeah.
And instead of giving the value, and it just turns me off straight away. They spend 20 minutes telling their story. They give you 5 minutes of takeaways, and then they give you another 20 minutes of trying to upsell. And I just turn off those ones away. So, yeah, you need the value, don't you? You know, that's, and it's all about building that profile with that brand.
Mm, That's right. In fact, I do my live streaming every morning, 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Singapore time.
Okay. I'll have to check it out and have a look, because it's actually I do a lot of breakfast presentations, so each day's for me is a different start and a different time, and sometimes it's a 4:30 a.m. start and having to be somewhere at 6:30 and things like that. So
that's early.
Some days are very early, but it's all worth it, because that's the opportunity to speak to businesswomen at breakfast is probably my way of getting to a lot of people when I can get face to face, and it does make a difference. And look, we're so much on the same page with the don't sell, get people to buy, you know, that whole concept. It's really fun hearing you say exactly, you know, the way I approach and coach in sales as well, is not being that pushy, but just offering value and seeing people that you bringing value to them, so they're going to invest in you as well, which is very cool. Now, I know you had a few takeaway points that you wanted to make sure that we covered before we finish. So can you share those, the first of your takeaway points as well?
My takeaway points? In which area?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what you gave me. We'll go from there.
Oh, okay. I mean, I remember what I gave you. I think one of my key takeaways in my whole journey is that the sky is the limit and there is no storm that you cannot conquer. I really think that we really want to provide women a more inclusive and a better community to support women every step of their way, because success isn't just about money, but by being responsible and doing public good for the community. So I think that's one thing. The second thing is really
Before we go on, you've got some great advice. I want to build it out a little bit. So okay. There's no limit to what if a woman's thinking that, oh my gosh, I'm just so limited. I'm not great. I haven't got the skills. I'm not as great as everybody else. What would be something that you would say to them or work with them and to change that mindset within them?
I would say really committing to having the commitment to take action, because having clarity but no action will bring you zero results. So clarity and action, or what we call clarity with faith, I will bring a person from where they are now to where they want to be. Often not the only failure is the failure to participate, because if you procrastinate, procrastination robs you of your opportunity. At the end of the day, you don't want to be that person who regrets not doing enough for herself when you get older.
Yeah, that's the thing is, isn't it? Looking back and saying, you know, at least I had a go, because looking back and saying I was just played it safe is, you're not going to be happy with that. I can't imagine how that could be rewarding, but looking back and saying, yeah, well, I gave it a go, it would be one of the most rewarding things that you could do. And okay, second point now.
What did I say in second point? That's what I can't remember.
Well, that one woman can make a difference.
Oh yeah. Okay, so my second takeaway is that one woman can make a difference. Together, we can rock the world. Now, this is something important, because when we talk about making an impact, it's not just about glorious wins. It's about really giving people that chance and opportunity to see themselves, to see their brilliance within themselves. Because sometimes when we can't see our own potential, we kind of get like blinded, or we get stuck in this box of our own within our own world. So by having in a supportive and community, or being in a supportive network, it allows women to see, you know, help each other to see each other's brilliance through the network to their community. And from there, women will be able to discover their brilliance all over again. And from there, be able to pursue their ambitions once more, and never again that their desires get hidden under the carpet or being caged up in the box again.
Yes, and that's the brilliance of women, isn't it, when they are in that, give that an opportunity to support. I run a mastermind group and I also participate in a mastermind group. And the incredible support I'm finding, particularly observing the group that I run, is amazing, that the changes just in the few months that it's been going in these people, in their belief within themselves and the decisions they're making and the goals they're setting, it's so inspiring just being part of it. And I've actually got a meeting tomorrow morning and I just look forward to them, and I enjoy them so much because I'm seeing that difference in people's lives by other women supporting women and raising them up, raising them up.
Yeah, I would like to add on, because Soul Rich Woman is a platform to empower women to achieve their ambitions, and we are also a mastermind community to help women to become more financially independent and achieve emotional freedom. So what we do is, and I believe very strongly that my story, like my story of 14 years old, I had to work and support myself through school, you know, my six-figure debt, you know, this story can only reach that far to people, right? But if I were to raise women up, because I take a back, like I said, you know, my vision is to lay the groundwork for other women's success and then take a step back to let them shine as well. So having this platform called Soul Rich Woman, I allow many more women to become core team members in Soul Rich Woman, where they are serving in the offline communities in Singapore, in Malaysia, in Vietnam, in Myanmar, in Cambodia. So kind of, you know, growing that people and through their stories. So we have one particular story, for example. This mother of five have went through a divorce because, you know, it was an abusive relationship. So for a very long time, she thought that she lost herself and she couldn't live the life to the fullest. So what happened was, you know, she thought that she didn't have the second chance anymore. She thought that, you know, her life was it. That's it, having kids and living her life as a single mother. But having said that, she decided to shift the mindset, and eventually, 4 years ago, she just remarried and then, you know, gave birth to another child. So total now she has five. And that is a story of second chance, having gone through emotional and physical abuse and then, you know, not thinking that she is not deserving of another relationship and another life, a happy marriage, but eventually having to go into another one again, happily married. And plus, she's also a business owner. So her story will impact another woman's life, another person's life. She will reach another 1,000 people out there. I also have one more entrepreneur who is a person working 9 to 5. And then, you know, but her vision is to start a fitness studio. So imagine this, working 9 to 5, and then after that, running her own business. And her boutique studio has more than 20 instructors. You know, and it's like, how do you do that? People think that 9 to 5, oh my God, so tired. You know, I have not enough passion. I have not enough energy. But this girl, she's on fire, baby. She's like, I am out there kicking ass, and I'm out there living my life to the fullest. I'm out there running my fitness studio, grooming other instructors and other women to, you know, become more confident through fitness. So how is this possible? So that's why through her story, she will also reach out to another 1,000 or 10,000 women out there. So that is why our platform, Soul Rich Woman, is so amazing, because we're here to lay the foundation, to take a step back and let them shine as well.
Yeah, they're incredible stories. And I sometimes, you know, that thing is that women just do not realize just how powerful and strong they can be. But as you keep saying, you've got to take action. You can't just go home and sit and watch TV for hours. You know, people say to me, oh my gosh, things just work out for you. They're so lucky. And I am very blessed. Things do work out well. But you know what? There's a lot of perspiration that's gone in before the things just work out. Very fortunate. You know, it's the groundwork that goes in as well. So congratulations to those women particularly, and, you know, the way that they're able to see their vision and work towards it. Now, your third point as well is
only failure is the failure to participate.
Leads into that very well, doesn't it? You know, to participate in life, to participate in everything, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you want to be that old, haggard woman who just live life with regrets, then yeah, it's okay. You don't have to take any action. But striking out on our own always is very scary. Like I've shared earlier, we always imagine the worst case scenario. So in reality, these situations rarely come to pass. So basically, women should channel their worry into something more positive by envisioning success. Don't dwell, because the longer you dwell, the harder it'll be for you to take action. So get educated, make mistakes, learn and repeat. And you don't want to be that person who regrets not doing enough for yourself when you get older.
Yeah, and that's a really good point too, is mistakes, that's fine. Mistakes are amazing opportunities to learn what worked, what didn't work, and what might work next time. It's this expectation to be perfect and to do it right, and even, as you said, with the live streaming, to look perfect. And, you know, we have this mindset that we've got to do it absolutely perfectly before we take the step and do it, rather than doing it, facing the challenges, and becoming a lot more expert at it.
Yeah, and then stop blaming people, stop the lay blame, stop just self-justification, and really, you know, hold yourself responsible, because nobody but you, then we'll be able to change your life, because only you can change your life.
Yeah, and taking those steps, it's, I love being out. I'm out, you know, most evenings at different events. And as I said, I'm at a lot of breakfast events as well. But I love being around that community of people who take action and are really striving to achieve something within their lives. And, you know, you're saying within the your community, the Soul Rich Women community, that affecting thousands and 10,000s, but sometimes it's just showing that example to your children and to the people around you, and the effect that has on them as well. You know, the women are the most powerful leaders in their own families, and to be able to demonstrate that, it changes generations.
Yeah, I have to agree. In fact, you know, Janine, I have to say that live streaming is the one thing that I make everybody do. I influence everybody to do on my core team. A lot of them had fears of in front of the camera. They were so worried. But you know what? When they turn on that live, and let me share with you the funny thing is, both of them did live, the KL core team, the Kuala Lumpur core team from Malaysia. Two of them, Andrea and Valerie, they both went on live together, but their pact was, I will press the live button for you and you press the live button for me, so that we will not chicken out at the point of start.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So they both had to press their not their own button, but each other's buttons, so that, you know, they will not chicken out. And it worked. And because of that collaborative spirit, they broadcasted their first Facebook Live and shared about the Soul Rich Woman and about their business. One of them is doing she's a designer. Andrea is a designer, while Valerie is a outdoor timber specialist, meaning that they do outdoor furniture, like wood, timber. Yeah. So after doing the live, they had more inquiries. They had more people asking them, what is Soul Rich Woman? What is the business that you're doing? Oh, can you do this shoe rack for me? Or do you do the swing that is made of timber? So it's kind of amazing how doing live can translate into, you know, by just overcoming that fear, they can translate this into inquiries, translate into more exposure, and then just a singular post. Like I shared with you about social media marketing, right? It's not just, oh, is that an Oprah quote? Oh, is that a Michelle Obama quote? No, but giving value in other ways is beyond just a quote. Hello, you know, you need to really put in the value to give people, so that people will know that, hey, you are the brand that to be reckoned with. You are that shining bright star that we want to buy from, you know, instead of just another brand.
I'm sure that you've convinced a lot of the listeners to take up that challenge and to live stream and to get on Facebook Live as well. I'm positive that they're going to. Now, ladies, of course, you're going to go out there and do some more live streaming, and I will as well. Now, how do people get in touch with you and find out more about the Soul Rich Women?
Well, you can just go to the website, soulrichwoman.com. A-N, so it's a noun. It's not a collective word where people keep saying women, you know, with the letter E. So it's W-O-M-A-N. So Soul Rich Woman. And if you'd like to have like free, we do have free ebook for you to download the checklist on live streaming. You can go to soulrichwoman.com/freebies, F-R-E-E-B-I-E-S. And then you can download the ebooks and handouts over there that will help you to get started with live streaming and social media marketing.
That's fantastic. And anything else you want to add? We've just got a couple of minutes before we wrap up. Anything else? There's been some fabulous stories and great advice and really pushing people to step out of their comfort zone as well, Janisha. So that's been great.
Yeah, I for me, I really think that women leaders and female entrepreneurs should be a part of Soul Rich Woman because it's a great way to meet new people and expand their support group online and offline. Not only you will meet like-minded people, but you also have the opportunity to network with others who can open new doors for you. So I do hope that you will be, you know, hearts are open. Remember that success isn't just about money, but really being responsible and doing public good in your own community. So that's what I have for you. And remember, the sky is the limit and there's no storm that you cannot conquer.
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much. So, Janisha Allura Lu, I haven't pronounced the Lu part right, have I? It's okay. Australians are the worst at trying to do accents. We're terrible at it. And look, really, I really appreciate having the conversation with you today. It's been of great value to my listeners. And thank you very much for that. And I can't wait to actually check out more about what you do and what the Soul Rich Woman is all about and enjoy that. So thank you very much, Janisha, for your time today.
Thank you, Janine.
And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. And I will look forward to catching up next time. Bye for now.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.